The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
We'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, streaming live out on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. Thanks for tuning in each and every week to find out about some of the amazing programs that our kids are tackling in our school districts today. And listen, school's back open. We're excited, and we're excited, more importantly, to hear about things that are happening in our schools that are kind of brand new. And, well, this week in our spotlight, it's the South Country School District, home of the Belport Clippers. They're a school district K through 12, located on the south shore of Long Island in Brookhaven Town, kind of on the east end out that way. And they are one of very few school districts to adopt New York State's new Seal of Civic Readiness. And it's a whole program and initiative started by the New York State Education Department. And we're going to be talking with some of the folks who are in charge of implementing it at Belport High School in the South Country School District. So first, we'd like to welcome Jackie O'Hagan. She's the Director of Humanities at South Country School District. Jackie, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. And before we get into the main topic of our conversation, from a district perspective, how has opening 21-22 been? Certainly a little better than 2021, I think.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been an amazing start here at South Country School District. We are so incredibly excited to see our students and engage them in some really great initiatives we have this year. Particularly today, what we'll be talking about, our Civic Readiness Initiative and SEAL. But, you know, as a start to the district, it's been going great, a really great smooth opening here. Teachers, administrators, and students are doing an incredible job.
That's great. Do you sense like there's a different energy level to this year compared to last year? And certainly after the shutdown, there was no energy. But, you know, we kind of sensed it towards the end of last school year. Things, you know, graduations are happening. You sense a different vibe throughout the district this year compared to last year, certainly.
Yeah, I definitely did, you know, just kind of going in the classrooms the first week and visiting students and teachers. There's really, really high energy and really high enthusiasm. You know, the students are excited to be back and they're talking to each other as a whole class. So definitely just the sense of high energy and appreciation and really, I would say gratitude to be back full time and, you know, just be here and be present with each other.
The song goes, you don't know what you got till it's gone. So listen,
it's very true.
Yes. So civic readiness, you know, and this is a very timely topical subject matter to be covering, right? Because, you know, as divisive as it is politically out there and, you know, sourcing information and a lack of understanding of civics and how governments, whether it be federal, state, local, how it works. Talk to us about, we know this is an initiative that came down from New York State Education Department. It's not a mandate. It's kind of an opt-in or opt-out type of program. Talk to us about first what the Seal of Civic Readiness program is in New York State, and then tell me why South Country decided to get on board and be one of the first out of the gate to do it.
Okay, so I can definitely like speak to the context and the goals of why we are doing this. You know, really what we want our students to really kind of act. And, you know, there is a shift now with the social studies practices and the framework to have this informed action where students are advocating for something that they believe in, that they are passionate about, that they feel is relevant to their lives. And we really want them to think about how can I make South Country and our community the best that they can? How can we promote positive and great change and in the world? And, you know, really kind of encourage our kids to think for themselves and their communities and make decisions and construct arguments that are based on multiple perspectives and evidence and really kind of make it authentic. So we are putting this in because we really want them to, you know, just make such a strong impact on our schools, on our community, the state and the country and the world level in itself, and really kind of empowering their civic agency. Andrew, you can definitely speak to the seal and more of what the work looks like on the committee.
Yeah, and listen, we're going to welcome Andrew Budress. He is a social studies teacher there at South Country School District. But more importantly, he actually sat in on the NICED Civic Readiness Task Force and probably helped develop the framework for what has eventually has been rolled out here. So, Andrew, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. And same question for you as a teacher. How is this year different than last?
Well, first of all, Bob, this year is so much improved already. I don't think I was ever so happy as when I had to refocus my students because their energy was going in the wrong direction. Just the presence of energy at all was a welcome change from last year. It was really tough on everyone last year, on parents, on students, on teachers. And we kind of carried that heavy weight and there was a disconnection that really dulled things. And already we still obviously have COVID protocols in place, but the normalcy is so much higher, not using hybrid instruction, having lots of kids in school. I do feel like the students themselves are more appreciative. Just like Jackie said, we're all very grateful to be back.
Virtual education, listen, we didn't know what we didn't know last year, but I'm sure every school district across Long Island, I'm sure as an educator, you're glad to have in-person, live, face-to-face instruction going on. That's how you trained as a professional. And for certainly K through 12, it is by far the best way to deliver education without a doubt. So I'm glad that you're back doing that. So talk to us about the state seal of civic readiness program and what makes it different. Why does it matter to have that seal on your graduation diploma?
Yeah, like you said, Bob, I was fortunate to be able to jump in really at the very tail end of the task force work. They wanted to bring in some actual practitioners into the process, people that were in the classroom. So I jumped in on that end. And what the task force had done was they created a seal that it follows in the steps of the seal of biliteracy. It's meant, it really holds various functions. It's meant to be a sort of a prestigious addition to your diploma, your New York State diploma.
Just like an advanced reading diploma compared to a regular reading diploma.
Exactly. And to earn this particular seal, there is a menu of points that you can earn. And that menu has two sides to it. The first element is civic knowledge, when you're taking intentional steps to increase your knowledge of civic life. And then there's civic participation. And that is when you take active steps to participate in civic life. And without getting through all 8 to 10 ways to actually earn points, what the state wanted to do, like you said, it wasn't a mandate. What the state wanted to do was make it worth the district's time to offer this program, one through the prestige of the seal, two through using the seal as what they call a pathway to graduation. Mm-hmm. That's where if a student is having difficulty passing all Regents exams, they could substitute the seal for one of their Regents exams. Very often it's either the global
Global's the death knell for a lot of high school kids, I'm telling you.
So this can be used for a pathway for that. And even when districts calculate their graduation rate, is calculated in a way that's a little more advantageous to the school district if students have earned the seal. And as far as our role as a pilot school, the state was looking for schools that were going to be early adopters for the program that would put it into place this year so that next year they could share out to all districts what schools like South Country had done to implement the seal. Because we have a local civic readiness committee that looks at our educational program, looks at our staffing, looks at our kids, and then sees how we can embed this into our instruction so that it's not the equivalent of an Eagle Scout honor. It's not something that only a few students would be in a position to actually earn. At South Country, we're really committing to try and make the baseline where all students who are graduating from the school are in a position to earn this seal. It's likely that not all will, but I think the way we're, the course that we're setting, it's very likely that most of our students will earn the seal because we're embedding it into the instruction that they get. It's not something that they're going to do after school. It's not something that they do because they're unusually committed to social studies. This is just part of instruction.
It's part of the curriculum. It'll help get them to graduate and graduate on time. And it really has some real world, real lifetime, long lasting impact, and to offer to all students, because listen, that's the whole thing behind the alternative pathways to graduation, whether it be career tech ed, seal of civic readiness. It'll help them cross that stage and give them real skills, real things that they could do beyond just higher education that you'll always carry. Listen, I learned a lot about my civics in eighth grade, and I could still remember my social studies teacher teaching me certain lessons that I still carry today. When we come back from the break, we're going to find out about more of the specifics of what goes on to earn that seal when you come back from Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Out on the web at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio, once again, thanking you for joining us. And continue our conversation with the South Country School District and a Seal of Civic Readiness program. And they're a pilot school district in New York State testing out this new pathway to graduation. And listen, it's really important to know civics. And, you know, especially nowadays, there seems to be such a heightened sense of activity, I will call it, and awareness about the impact that our federal government, state government, town, village, and even your school boards have on your daily life. So being an engaged citizen and informed citizen is probably one of the best citizens. And we've been talking with Jackie O'Hagan, the Director of Humanities, and Andrew Budris, who is a social studies teacher and sat in on the task force. And they are basically the ones in charge of, you know, putting it out there and rolling out in South Country School District as a pilot school program. Andrew, before the break, we were speaking with you about what it is and what it's about. As a teacher, what is your ultimate goal? Again, we're very early into this, but what do you see as your targeted goals that you can measure and say, okay, the program's living up to what we expected?
You know, one thing that I think a lot of people recognize across the country and certainly locally today is that there's a lot of political participation, but it isn't necessarily to a productive end. So a lot of what the Civic Readiness Initiative is about is teaching students how the process works so that rather than simply complaining, rather than simply engaging in debate, they build skills that allow them to build consensus with their fellow citizens. They understand the levels of government and who they would go to and who they would put pressure on to try and bring about change in a productive way. I think that we run into today is that politics has taken on the feeling of sports fandom, where it's really about rooting for a side and rooting against the side. And within that is lost the idea that that the civic participation is about forming consensus and affecting policy. So we try and engage in programs as part of this initiative that really take students by the hand, walk them through the process. When students when they come to consensus amongst, you know, with their classmates on what sort of action they want to take, that's really up to them. We're almost teaching them how to drive the car. Where they take the car is really not up to us, because if we were in that business of directing their action, then it sort of is besides the point. Right. We want them to be critical thinkers. We want them to know how to be influential.
So what level of civics do we teach
the kids within this program, right? Because I'm familiar with a lot of programs, and some of them focus on how state government operates. Is it kind of like a general smattering of everything and how you tie it down to the local level? Tell us specifically what the curriculum aligns to.
You know, it's probably best for me to sort of direct to Jackie, because she did a great job of making connections with this really interesting group in New York called Generation Citizen. And they have a project-based learning approach to civics that was used last year in our seventh grade, and we're going to incorporate this year in 12th grade. So probably best to let Jackie explain, because you can really see the picture of it.
Well, that's a great tee up for you, Jackie. So Generation Citizen, tell us what it's about. And then I'm also going to want to know, how is what you're doing, you know, here's the fear out there, and here's what we hear in the education world. I'm a board trustee of a neighboring district. You're indoctrinating my kids. So let's dispel that myth and what this is and what it isn't.
Absolutely. So we are super excited and passionate about the work that we're doing. And we definitely made some curriculum shifts to really be able to implement this. And so it started in seventh grade this year. And our lead teacher at the middle school, Megan Bevan, led the project with our amazing seventh grade social studies teachers. And we partnered with Generation Citizen. And basically what we did was, for about 5 to 6 weeks, students thought about and kind of built consensus around this issue that they wanted to advocate for. So this entirely came from our kids and our students, who wanted to pick a topic, and it's really about student choice and something that is really, really, that they're really passionate about. So the skills they built were incredible. They researched, they analyzed the root causes of the issue that they picked. They developed action plans. They made surveys for students and outside experts. Some of the issues that they did, one was really kind of researching the impact on student mental health, on teenage mental health from COVID. Mm. And it was so deep and it was so meaningful, and it came from them. And I think that's why this work is so incredibly important. And our teachers worked really, really hard giving our students these tools with Generation Citizen to kind of research this and think about, how can we prepare our kids for long-term political engagement? So they would go to the library with our amazing library media specialist, Amanda Mason, and call local school districts. One topic was about, you know, extra recess. So they called Patchogue Medford. And they called local government officials. And this is the first time that they were doing this. So they learned so many wonderful skills doing that. And the topics that they did was a different topic per class. So we had a culminating event called Civics Day. And it really, truly was one of my most powerful moments as an educator, to see seventh graders come up and advocate for something that they work so hard in and believe in it and really make change has been incredible. And, you know, so many of the topics were meaningful. You know, one was about student identity and, you know, how their social emotional well-being is in school. And it was just such a great way to kind of capture our students' voice and their advocacy work. And it's all aligned with our curriculum. It is all standards based. But I think the importance of social studies educators is to provide our students the tools that are necessary for students to be effective, meaningful, and citizens that promote great change and be involved with our government. This work is about civics. This work is about students constructing their argument based on reliable sources and evidence, and knowing that they mean something in this world and that their voice matters is extremely, extremely important part of this process. And that, to me, like, that is social studies, that is education. And our students will remember this project for the rest of their lives. We are putting it now in 12th grade. So we're really excited about that. So another big part that I need to mention too is that there, this comes from a very equitable and access opportunity for all students. So when we put this project in, we said every single seventh grader is doing this project. When we put it in 12th grade this year, we said every 12th grader is going to do this because we wanted every single one of our students to experience this, this great and relevant and meaningful learning. And, you know, this really is about civics. This is about students constructing arguments. This is about them making a difference in this world. And that's what this is. And it's incredible. And we've gotten such great feedback from our community about it. And our Board of Education and Central Administration, our superintendent, Dr. Gianni, has been so incredibly supportive of it.
Why wouldn't you be? It does sound amazing. And, you know, we're going to have to do a part two follow up to this later on in the school year, maybe bring some of those students in. Andrew, about a minute left here. Jackie mentioned something, and from an educator standpoint, how do you teach kids to sort out reliable sources?
Oh, well, that's extremely important. I mean, when you think about my teaching career started 26 years ago, and I sort of coming off my own experience in school, which is probably similar to yours, where school was about filling your mind with information. And a wise person had lots of information in their head, and they could be a source for that. Now students walk around with a world of information in their pockets. The challenge is to evaluate the credibility, see the connections, understand what's relevant, what's not. It's we very expressly go over criteria that in any case, from any source, represents a red flag that might show that it's partisan or might show that it's not reliable. And what we were talking about before, you know, our school district, because you're a neighboring district, similar to yours, we're a diverse district. That's our strength. The diversity it comes in a lot of different forms. One of the best things about civic education is when you're teaching kids civics, when there's diversity of opinion, and you have to respect that. So
we're going to have to end it right there, which is why we'll do a follow up. We want to thank South Country for being a part of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio and linewsradio.com. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.